Now, joining me in the studio. Lucky I cut that bit off. Now, joining me in the studio, in the freezing cold studio, another guest that I'm trying to kill off as they walk into the studio is Mr. Wimbledon. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I could, respectful then, you see. Yeah. Do you like that?
I heard that. John, I'd rather be called John.
All right then, John. Now, I did look up at the window and I thought it was Scott Ross, but it was you. We don't have a doorbell here for you to come in, you see.
No. I didn't knock on the door because I didn't know whether you were talking on the mic, on your phone. Or you
said, yeah, just sitting
if people could see, if people could only see behind the scenes.
Nobody wants to see behind the scenes, that's a problem. Now, will you come in today to talk about the Brentwood Tattoo? We're also going to talk about the Waterloo 200 and Red Square as well.
Yeah.
So starting with the Brentwood Tattoo, explain your involvement in the Brentwood Tattoo and what it is, and then we'll go through the event which is taking place on Saturday the 11th of July.
Mm-hmm. Well, this current year, 2015, is the 25th anniversary of the band. In fact, I found it. In 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And the band wanted to celebrate in some way, which we do at the 10s and 5s, you know, 15th yeah. and 10th and whatever. And it was decided we would do a tattoo in Brentwood if we could. And the reason is because there's not many tattoos done in this country now. And in Europe, it's a regular occurrence. Mm. And they're very well supported. And it appears to me that the general public really like that.
Tell people if they don't know what a tattoo is.
A tattoo is a mass of military bands. In our particular case, we have five performing, and it finishes with a grand finale that all the bands playing together. So we'll have roughly about 350 musicians playing on Brentwood County High School playing field.
Yeah,
we've never done anything like this before, but we're quite excited about it. It starts at 5 o'clock. We've got various tents and things there with selling hog roast and ice creams and cakes, and there's a beer tent and a Pim's tent. Brentwood County High School has been very helpful to us, and they've got loads of seating there, bench seating type
thing. And it's raising up as well, isn't it?
And we're going to have a picnic from 5 o'clock till 7.
Yep.
We have a band playing during that time, which is the Royal Naval Volunteer Band from Middlesex. They're playing during that, and the idea is to have a picnic.
Yep.
So you can bring a picnic, or you can buy a picnic there if you want to.
Yeah.
And then at a certain time there'll be, and I don't want to give too much away because there's a little bit of excitement, but there's a way that we will get you to your seats.
Ooh.
And the seats are, and we've got grandstand seating.
Yeah.
So you're hopefully everyone's looking from above down.
Mm.
So whether you're sitting on a side view or dead on front view, it's good place to be. You can see everything.
Yeah.
I prefer, although I've got to sit in the front stand, I don't know why, but I prefer to sit in the side stands myself. You can see, you appear to see more.
Yeah.
And for some reason, you feel closer to the bands, which is a good thing. And it's being conducted by our now president. He was a colonel in the Brigade of Guards and senior director of music, who's just recently retired, and he's kindly offer to conduct the mass bands at the end.
Yeah.
And we're pleased about that because we do have the band of the Royal Marines School of Music there as well. So all the other bands, like, we're all amateurs. So it's making us sure we're going to be on our toes.
Yeah.
Trying to compete with the Royal Marines. No chance of that, of course, but we'd like to think we can hold our side up.
Who picks out the music for this, and how does it for the whole thing at the end? You obviously can't all get to practice, so you have to practice separately, and then on the day it's all together. Mm. Or how does it work?
Well, all the bands now have the music that we've chosen to play. I won't tell you what that is, of course,
yeah,
because that's for the people to come and enjoy. But they've all had the music, and they will obviously practice that or look at it. So that on the day, Dr. Graham Jones, the conductor, he will be able to hopefully just put it all together. He's a very experienced man, and the band and the Royal Marines are very experienced. Also, ourselves are very experienced in tattoos. We've done loads of them throughout the world, not just abroad or in Europe. And one of the other bands that's going to be there, which is the Romford Band and Corps of Drums, also another amateur group, but excellent band. They've also got the experience. So we don't anticipate too much of a problem for rehearsal. We will actually be there the whole day on the 11th.
Yeah.
We will start arriving there at 9 o'clock in the morning. And it's all slotted out. Each band will want to do their own little rehearsal on the on the field, and the mass bands is it's possibly going to be about an hour and a half, 2 hours rehearsals together to get on and off and to make it look professional and sound professional.
Yeah, it's because it's walking in. I mean, the thing is, you know what it's like being a musician anyway. It's sometimes just bad enough standing up there, sort of swaying side to side, let alone walking.
Well, not we don't call it walking, marching.
Walking, well, to me it'd be walking, but like marching and concentrating on what you're doing and not forgetting your steps. It must be quite, you know, you don't want anyone to go wrong.
No, and but that's also the fun of it. In our particular case, I don't know about the other bands, but in our particular case, we start our band members off at 9 years of age, and we do, and we will be having at least 5 9-year-olds within our show.
Yeah.
And I believe that our band in particular, we want to field as many as we can. We're not picking out the best band. We want everyone to celebrate this 25th and have the experience. So our band strength is likely to be around about the 80, 85, which is a big band to have on the field and try and control. John Paul, the band director of the Imperial Band, he's doing very well at that. I was watching him last night. And it's coming together really good, particularly the 9-year-olds.
Yeah. Oh, bless them. Bless them. What do you do if they go wrong? You don't shout.
Yes, we do shout at them. You have to shout because you've got to shout. And they say, you just shouted at me. And we explain, you can't just whisper over the music. We're not actually shouting over you. Shouting at you, we're shouting to you.
Yes. Now, if you want to find out about more than a military tattoo, it's all the W's, brentwoodtattoo.com. It's taking place at Brentwood County High School on Saturday the 11th of July, and gates open at 5. As John said, there'll be picnics there. You've got the great seating as well, which means it is raised seating, so you'll be able to look down at the band from the sides and the front, so you can see what's happening. And it sounds like it's going to be absolutely fantastic. You can take your picnics down. There'll be hog roast, Pim's tent, beer tent. None of the bands will be in there beforehand. Possibly a bit later. Not beforehand, otherwise it'd go terribly wrong. I was going to ask you about Waterloo 200, you mentioned, and Red Square. So,
well, Waterloo 200, this Sunday, this coming Sunday, I don't know what the date is on Sunday, but...
21st.
The 21st. We're off to... we're going to be meeting on the Parade Square... down the Mall, anyway.
Yep.
And... half past three, where there'd be about, I don't know, I think there's about a dozen bands from all over Europe, and there's a particular band that we became very friendly with when we did the Zurich tattoo, a Swedish naval cadet band. In fact, we're hosting them the night before. We're having a bit of a party because it's not an early start for us, and we'll probably be playing a few pieces together there. The band of the Royal Marines is there. The Dutch Army band's going to be there, and Polish band and various others, all commemorating the Battle of Waterloo 200.
Yeah.
And at a certain time, then they all march off individually up Pall Mall towards and past Buckingham Palace and back down again. And it's going to be very exciting. I heard a whiff of it from the... there was the Troopin' of Colour, which I watched on Saturday. At the end of that, Dr. Graham Jones was there, and he's actually organising all this, the parade side of it. They interviewed him about that, and so they're anticipating possibly about 100,000 people there.
Yeah.
And it's free, of course.
Yeah.
So it's promising to be a nice afternoon, weather-wise, and that's the place to be if you have any interest in military bands. Even if you're not, you should go and see the spectacles. They're obviously all different colours, all different styles. It's going to be one. I'm looking forward to it.
And Red Square.
Right, Red Square. We was invited to take part in the Spassky, I think it's mentioned, tattoo. It's the main tattoo for Russia. It happens to be in Moscow's Red Square, and they're all professional bands in that. We was asked to go there, and it's a weeks-long festival. We couldn't do that because it's in September, and our young people... A certain school. Amount of them would have started their first new school. Yeah. So we had to decline it. Russia wasn't happy with that, so they come back, and we told them the reason why we couldn't go, and they come back and said, well, what we considered the last weekend.
Yeah.
So we didn't dream that they would, you know, have an agreement with us like that. So, because naturally we said yes, and that's what we're doing. And we've been in communications with. It looks quite exciting. Well, it looks very exciting. I think there's 20 odd thousand people in the audience. We've had our photographs taken for security reasons, and Yeah, and they're guiding us all through the visa control.
Yeah.
We still have to have our fingerprints taken, but it's like normal. You have to have your fingerprints when you come to our band anyway.
Yeah. Especially the nine-year-olds.
Yeah, so that's a new... You know, it's going to be a new experience for us. We've been to California several times, and then we're going to the other part of the world. So, you know, we've completely now gone global.
Yeah.
That's the way to put it.
So, if you do want to find out more about the band, it's all the W's, BrentwoodTattoo.com. And don't forget, you've got the military tattoo on Saturday, the 11th of July at Brentwood County High School. Gates are opening at 5 o'clock. How much are the tickets?
Well, there was two classes of tickets, A and B.
Yeah.
A have completely sold out. Now, the only difference between the A is you're looking right down the length of the arena and there's a cover.
Yeah.
The B tickets are from Side Views, still bank seating, of course. There's no cover on that, and it's a side view. My personal opinion, that's the best place to be.
Yeah.
They're £15 each. A is completely sold out. As I said earlier when I came into the studio, we've done ever so well with the tickets. Over 700, and there's only a couple of hundred more tickets left.
Yeah.
We've never done anything like this before, so we've got no experience of what's going to happen with our tickets, but... All the professionals that have done these things before have said, we will find in the last 3 weeks, them tickets will fly out.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to that. And if that does, all the profits that's raised from this, and it looks like we're going to be in profit, will be distributed amongst the bands for them to do with whatever they like, providing it goes to a charity of their choice. Because they're doing the work, so it's not for us to dictate where they put their money. So, hopefully it will raise money for charities as well.
Lovely. That's really lovely. It's nice to see you then, John.
And you.
And, maybe I'll come and do a gig in your garden again someday.
Yeah, like that. I tell everybody, this young lady has sung in my garden. Most of the neighbours moved out after that, but no, she's a very good singer. You should, if you ever get the opportunity, go and see her. She's a cracker.
And also got to say that Paul Yarrow might be listening out there today, and we've got the old band back together. That's what we're doing. We're starting rehearsals.
Oh, wow. Well, I hope I get an invite to your first gig.
Yeah, we're going
to
tell you. It'll be around the September time, so we'll let you know when it is.
Or don't do it when we're in Russia.
No, won't do that. Won't do that. So don't forget, that is all the W's, BrentwoodTattoo.com, and the event's taking place on Saturday, the 11th of July. Gates open at 5 p.m. £15 tickets, and you want to snap them up quick because they've already sold 700 tickets. They've got a couple of hundred left, and it will sell out, and it's going to be a real spectacle. So make sure you go along, and you'll have a fantastic day. Take a picnic. You can buy one there. Hog roast, beer. You've got Pim's tent, all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Yum yum. Love a hog roast. Make sure they have crackling. Do you know what? I went to the Strawberry Fair at the weekend. I was going, I'm going to have some hog roast. I was really excited. Got there, hog roast weren't there.
No.
Oh,
well,
no.
It was unfortunate,
well,
the weather. But because it won't be a dampener on it. If it's raining when on July the 11th, which it won't, because I've had the words with Father Colin at the church, and he said he'll have a word, but it's not going to rain. But if it does rain, the outcome of that is you just get wet.
Yeah, exactly, and stop moaning about it. That's it. It's just like, not going to hurt you, is it? It's not, you know.
No, it just might go a bit rusty, some of the old people. But
you talking about Scott Ross over?
Well,
that's a bit cruel, isn't it?
Talking about myself, really, now.
Can you play an instrument, Scott Ross? No.
Well, he can't come unless he buys a ticket.
Thank you very much to John. Right, 12:42, here is Florence and the Machine with Ship to Wreck. Oh, sorry, there's another song about you as well, Scott.